All right, Nikki, found a new online dating service for you. This one apparently is supposed to be like the best of the best.
Oh, my God. First of all, did I ask you for a new online dating service?
No, you didn't. I'm just trying to help.
Did I tell you I wanted to delve back into online dating?
Just listen, Nikki. This could be some
friend. As a friend, I'm here for you.
Listening.
Okay. Facebook announced this back in May, but yesterday they began publicly testing their new dating service. Now, only in Colombia. It's called Facebook Dating, and they say they have a huge advantage here because most people have a Facebook account,
right.
So you don't have to like download a new app and enter all your information. The information gets carried over.
They know everything about us.
The information gets carried over from your Facebook account onto this separate page, this Facebook Dating page that you have to create. And it matches you, it matches the algorithm with other people who are similar to you, who have the same interests, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. You know how that works. You can add up to nine photos. It's similar to Facebook, but you can ask certain questions. What does the perfect day look like for you and all those cheesy questions. And basically you can match up on this dating site. And they're saying they have a huge, huge advantage. Also, you won't see anyone you're already friends with on Facebook. So you don't have to worry about that.
But what if they're your soulmate? Isn't there a good chance that you should be with one of your Facebook friends?
You should have hooked up already, maybe? I don't know.
Their database is huge. They have almost 250 million users that have identified themselves as being single. That's not including the ones that are single that aren't mentioning that they're single. And isn't that what Facebook pretty much is good for these days?
Well,
it's a hookup site.
I don't think people use Facebook of all sites as a hookup site. I have to disagree with that.
Maybe my ego, but whenever a girl adds me on Facebook, my first thing is she single? Why is she adding me?
I used to do that way back when.
High school last night messaged me, hey, how are you doing? And I'm like, he wants me.
Right?
Like, clearly, he's into me.
Oh, and he just liked my profile picture, so it's a done deal.
Clearly, you really do think these things. But I actually felt when Facebook first came out that was more the direction it was going to take. It's surprising to me that it's not. I hear of more stories of people like hooking up through the dating apps or through Instagram even.
Sam met his girlfriend through Instagram,
Facebook.
On Facebook.
Oh, I thought it was Instagram.
No,
it
was Facebook.
Okay, look at you.
You're the only one I know though.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah. but when they first launched Facebook, and they still do, but they asked you if you're interested in men or women. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
That was way back when.
Way back when. And we all went crazy because my uncle was like interested in men and women, and he's not a gay man. And he thought it was just friends.
I don't discriminate.
Rightfully so. He just thought like I'm interested in talking to both men and women. Of course I am.
Uncle Tom, you're my curious.
We're like Uncle Robbie. He's a married man of 50 years.
Even more interesting.
They're also restricting it to matches to people located less than 100 kilometers away. So they're even thinking of that.
That's fantastic.
Because
that's
of course they know where you are at all times. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to get that younger demographic because apparently a lot of younger people are getting off Facebook. They're not using it as much. So
yeah,
trying to target
they're using
them, right?
other apps a little bit more, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try it.
Okay.
From what I'm hearing too, people are just tired of the same old dating sites, you know, the Tinders and all that. Like people, like once you've exhausted your list and your radius, like where else can you go?
So it's
nice to have another option.
I have a hard time with like the online thing, like just finding the time to take interest in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on Instagram last night, he's like, hey, would you like to go... Last week, sorry. He's like, hey, would you like to go get a drink sometime? I'm like, sure. And he's like, oh, awesome. I'm so glad you said yes. But then he's messaging me and I'm like, I want to live my life. Like, I feel like it's, you invest that time. It's so weird because once you know and love and care for somebody or are friends with somebody, you're going to take the time to to communicate with them in that way. But before you know someone, I find it really hard to be interested in talking to them via text.
A little invasive.
Not even invasive, just boring. Like, I don't, you know, when I'm at, like to you, if I'm like, what did you do last night? There's context. Maybe I'm interested in that if I'm speaking to one of you. But like with a stranger, like, what did
Save
you do last
date.
Night? Yeah, I don't know.
So Nikki, will you give this a try when you can?
I will try
it. Yes. You look very excited about it.